USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A big post-Thanksgiving storm system is moving into the Northeast, causing travel troubles. Rain is expected in the Mid-Atlantic, and other parts of the country are now seeing snow. WPRI-TV reporter Brittany Schaefer is talking with people at Rhode Island's TF Green Airport.
Dorothy and Robert Todd are flying home to Tampa early. They tell me their flight was scheduled for Monday morning, but they rescheduled due to the storm.
We knew we weren't going to get out. So we tried Manchester, where we were going out of, couldn't get out of Boston, and we got a flight out of here.
The first major snowstorm of the season arriving as millions are traveling home from the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA estimates 4.5 million people to fly over the holiday. Robert Todd tells me it wasn't easy finding an earlier flight.
Had to change, you know, three different airports before we found a flight.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage, or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The former Prime Minister of Japan has died. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
Former Japanese Prime Minister Yoshiro Nakasone, a giant of his country's post-World War II politics, who pushed for a more assertive Japan while strengthening his military ties with the United States, has died. He was 101 years old. As a World War II Navy officer, Nakasone witnessed the depths of his country's utter defeat and devastation. 4 decades later, he presided over Japan in the 80s at the pinnacle of its economic success. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Many retailers say they're happy with the sales results from Black Friday, and they're hoping for more good news on Cyber Monday. Analyst Bert Flickinger.
We're seeing record-breaking results from Macy's, record-breaking results at Walmart and Best Buy. Walmart's parking lots and stores, you could hardly get into the parking lots, much less the stores.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The chairman of the House Committee on the Judiciary sent President Trump a letter on Friday setting a December 6th deadline to determine whether the president's attorneys will participate in impeachment proceedings. Chairman Jerry Nadler sent the letter Friday, giving the deadline for the president to answer whether his counsel will request witnesses or make a presentation as part of the panel's impeachment inquiry into the president. Democrats had previously sent a Sunday deadline for the Trump administration to answer whether it will participate in the committee's first impeachment hearing, which is scheduled for Wednesday. A separate letter was sent on Friday to Judiciary Committee ranking Republican Doug Collins of Georgia, informing him of the new deadline given to the White House. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff said earlier in the week that the three committees overseeing the impeachment inquiry, Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and Oversight and Reform, would submit a report to the Judiciary panel after the Thanksgiving recess. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi officially announced the impeachment inquiry September 24th, enveloping existing investigations into Trump's July 25th phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky under the umbrella of the probe. The investigations were prompted by a whistleblower report about the call, accusing the president of pressuring a foreign government to investigate a political rival, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.